Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on Casey 107.7.
And like I promised, we have a very young, inspiring young man in the studio with me today. Regan Bianchino. Yo.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. I'm doing all right, thanks. Happy to be here.
Great, great stuff. Thank you for taking time out to be here. Just pronounce your surname again.
It's Bianchino, man. So basically, heritage. My backstory is my family is part Italian and part Lebanese. So, yeah, comes from there.
Okay, so you're just the same like the coloreds. We mixed race.
Yes, ma'am.
Totally. Please tell us a little bit more about Regan as the person.
So I would say Regan as the person is very ambitious, is willing to do anything to grow, especially from coming from a hard background, from moving up and down through Johannesburg and Cape Town the whole time. So I had my fair share of experiences to know that I should stay motivated and to know where I don't want to be and where I want to be in life. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that is awesome. Especially coming from such a young person like yourself, you know, not staying stuck.
Yeah, it's actually a big leap of faith that I took of starting my own company. So I give all praise to the Lord because he gave me the thought, and taking the thought is putting it into action. So I'm forever grateful. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Please tell me what inspired you to start your business, beside the Lord giving you the thought.
So, it all started when I matriculated from Paul Boys High, right? I went to go start as a petrol attendant, working, washing cars 12 hours a day. From that job, I got tired of it. 3 months in, I decided, no, this isn't the man I want to be, you know? And then I hopped on to electrical. I did electrical for quite a while, for 3 months or so. I decided I don't want to be that type of man. Then I went to go work for my grandfather. Now I'm telling you, minimum wage, man, minimum wage. So I was working like a dog day and night, and I also decided I don't want to be this type of man. Then I got the opportunity to work with my uncle. Right, he has his own plumbing company. But as soon as we were working, I decided I can't work with family. Mm. So I was like, why am I making somebody else rich when I could be making myself rich? I could be breaking my hands for myself. Because I'm not shy to work, man. As you see, I got quite a few scars on my hands. So all that was just an epiphany to me of, why don't you just be your own boss? Don't waste your youth on somebody else, because you're never going to get anywhere in return by getting, like, how can I say, the breadcrumbs of what's actually going on, you know?
Wow, some wise words there, hey, for that age, I'm telling you. What service do you offer in your company? And, yeah.
So basically the services I offer is it's basic waterworks, blockages, leaks, maintenance on households. I'm going to do my Northlink certificate next year. I already did apply so that I can get my trade test behind me, but I do have to work a little bit to save up for the trade test. And workmanship is always there. We clean up after we're done on site. We like to keep a professional and a enthusiastic and charismatic influence on our clients so that we can take care of them, because at the end of the day, one hand washes another. You take care of your client, they take care of you. So, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Wow. You're really wise beyond your years.
Thank you.
It's the first time I heard now somebody would say look after the customers charismatically. What a way to describe it.
Yes, you know? Ma'am.
Wow. What are the challenges you are facing currently as a new entrepreneur?
Right now, it's staying motivated because marketing is also a very big deal in starting a new company, so that people can be aware that you're there. Because me, I like to consider myself as Mr. Toilet Consultant. I'll come by your house, I'll consult with you a little bit. Maybe your toilet's leaking, I consult at the toilet, stop leaking, you know. But it's just to stay motivated and stay driven, because everybody that's around you thinks you're in over your head. You can't do it. You're too young. You don't have enough experience. What's it going to be in the future? How are you going to do it? You know, so that leaves doubt in the back of your brain. But I'm just going to prove them all wrong, because I started a journey and I'm not going to stop, because it feels right and it feels good. So if it's good, it comes from God. If it's bad, it doesn't.
Wow. I know today's theme of today's show is when you're stuck.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do? Because doubt do come, you know, and you are handling it amazingly, and I commend you on that.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Because things aren't easy all the time. So I would like to know from you, what advice do you have for someone that is listening that feels stuck?
So I'm going to be truthfully honest now. Anybody out there that's busy listening that feels stuck, just stay true to your roots. Know where you come from. Decide where you want to be and take the leap of faith, not for anybody else, just for yourself. Because trust me, at the end of the day, it's only going to do you right. So if you feel like you need to level up, then you level up. If you feel like you need to change careers, then you change careers. Because at the end of the day, what you do and what is impacting you, you allow it. So if you don't allow it and you make the change, you're forever going to be grateful towards yourself. Because that's one of the key factors of people. They always think, what is this person going to think? What is that person going to think? Just stay true to you. And if you make a decision, stick by it. That I had to learn the hard way. And I'm very appreciated by my past experiences that I got the knowledge to know that. So it's self-respect and it's just staying true to yourself.
Yes, wow. Ma'am. That is truly wise words. This is an off the topic question.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, before we end off now. Firstly, about your company's name.
Yes, ma'am.
And then secondly, the off-the-topic question is, were you in the army?
Was I in the army?
Yeah.
No, ma'am, but I've been to quite a few courses in my life.
Because of the yes, ma'am. Even
yeah.
Only if you have been, you know, had a very strict.
No, very structured.
Structured then.
My grandfather, he was actually in the army. He was SBW1, Special Battalion Force 1, as a recce. So I think most of his prim and proper propping into my brain was like, okay, listen, yeah, one way or another.
Yeah.
You know?
Or the highway.
Yeah, there we go.
Any case, people, if they want to get a hold of you,
They can get hold of me on 063-660-8789. Come on, guys, show some support. Mr. Toilet Consultant, I'll flush all your problems away. Just need the opportunity.
Can you just repeat the number a little bit slower?
So it's 063-660-8789.
Okay, there you have it. That's Regan with the difficult surname. I'm not going to say that surname. Bianchina. Bianchina.
There we go. Kina. Proper.
That's a proper Italian.
Italiano.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
No, chatting, thank you, ma'am.
And I will also put it on the radio's WhatsApp updates. yes, you know, and tag whoever I can and our radio station. And we wish you all the best and do stick to the plan that you have.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to thank you for the love and thank you for the opportunity that I could be broadcasted.
Most welcome.
And I really do appreciate it. And I shall not let those down that's helping me on this journey. I do appreciate every step that I'm taking and every step that somebody's going for me. Because I never had it before, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm just going to say one thing. You got it. Your foundation is strong. Stick to that foundation. If that foundation is strong, there's only growth going to take place, and you're building a very strong structure.
Yes, ma'am.
So stick to that. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.